Question real quick. Are possums dangerous?
Well, they're ugly.
That's not... Okay.
And I think...
They're dangerously
maybe
ugly.
People equate, dangerous with ugly? I don't know.
So, I have a mostly outdoor cat, Guinness. She kind of lives outside, a little bit of an indoor-outdoor cat. Anyways, we leave some food and a little bit of water out there next to kind of her her cat house that we have for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And over the past week, I've noticed that her food has been getting completely eaten and her water dish knocked on the ground because it's elevated. It's not on the ground. It's an elevated thing. I'm like, man, it's probably like a raccoon or something because she's not going to sit there and eat an entire like little bowl of food at night. She'll just nibble a little bit and then, you know, go back to sleep. So I'm like, something's got to be getting in there. And so on Saturday night, I go out to let the dog out like late and I look and I see this big, as you said, ugly opossum staring at me.
Yeah.
Right there eating its food. And it kind of like...
So you caught this thing red-handed.
I did.
Wasn't like a sting operation, setting up a video.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, wow.
I caught it. And it knew it was caught because the security light flipped on when I opened the back door to let the dog out.
And he's like mid-nibble going, oh, crap.
Yeah, exactly. And so he kind of like hisses at me.
Oh, yeah.
Like it hissed. It made a noise like a... Well, like a.
Because you interrupted his meal.
Right, exactly. And I was like, oh, man, that thing is big. And it was probably like the size of my cat, actually.
Ooh, well,
And you're right, it was not very attractive.
So I'm wondering, though, like, how long has this been going on? Because if he's as big as your cat, maybe he's been partaking for a while now.
Well, I know for at least a week because there was, you know, I mean, we would leave food out for the cat, but it would, you know, the next morning it'd be that there wouldn't be much taken out of it, you know, because it was obviously not stolen by some sort of animal in the middle of the night. So anyways, right. I catch this possum and I'm like, oh gosh, I gotta like, all right. So I take like a spade, you know, like one of those like garden spades that happen to be like by the back door. And so I pick it up and I'm like, ah.
You hold it in a threatening manner.
Well, and I was just going to like scoot it away with the spade.
Oh.
I wasn't going to like smack it over the head with it or do anything like that.
You're going to use it to shoo it.
To the possums.
To shoo. Shoo.
Right. So I'm like, well, what do I do? So I like, that's exactly what I was doing. I was like, oh, get, go. And I bang on the, bang on the side of the house with the spade.
Yeah, and, it just makes some noise.
Yeah.
Scare it away.
And it doesn't do anything. It just,
oh, really?
It just looks at me. It just looks at me, and it's like almost as if if I just stay here, will they forget I'm here and leave? Kind of like if I don't make a move, will they know I'm still here type of.
Right, because he won't see me.
Are possums the one that play dead?
Yeah, I think so. If I learned anything from Over the Hedge, animated movie starring Steve Carell.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possums,
and
right?
William Shatner, yeah.
And Avril Lavigne, right.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I think that's what it was probably doing. I think it was like playing dead. Like, okay, I'm dead. Yeah, I'm no longer a threat.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
well, and it was probably just, again, salty because you've interrupted the meal.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to finish this meal.
Yeah, so anyway.
This guy's going to let me do it or not.
So I take the garden spade and I'm like, I don't hit it, but I like push it. I use
Are
it to
poking
like
poking at this point.
I use it to like push it, like shove it, and it doesn't want to go. It does.
Oh, wow.
And I'm worried about like rabies. I'm worried. Is this thing going to try to like attack me?
You're worried about rabies.
Yeah. Yes.
As you're poking it with the spade.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
And so I kind of like push it off of the little box thing that we have set up. And it goes down onto the driveway, and then it kind of like scurries between the fence and the box and just sits there. And I'm like, okay, well, now I could like grab its tail, I guess. But I'm
because it's like clearly just waiting for you to leave so it can get back
exactly,
up there and finish the
meal. Yes, that's exactly what it's doing. So it it kind of goes in between this fence and the box thing, and I can still see it, but it thinks that it's hidden forever and out of sight. And meanwhile, my dog comes back and walks right up to it, like, you
that's
know.
It? Like, Fiona's just sniffing.
Right, just sniffs it and just kind of, like, leaves it alone. And I'm like, okay, this is great. So
my dogs bark at any sound on the television.
No, it didn't bark or anything like that. But
oh, my gosh.
So I'm envisioning myself grabbing its tail and then, pulling it. And then I'm like, okay, well, what do I do if I actually am able to get its tail? Where do I take it?
Like, the neighbors.
Yeah, I know. I was like, where do I take this stupid possum? I don't know where they live. Does it go in a tree?
Yeah,
do
I put it over? I think clearly across the street's not going to work. I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, do I put it close to a sewer? Like, what do I do with it?
I don't know.
And so I was this close to grabbing it by the tail. But then I was like, I looked at myself and I'm like, I don't have any gloves on.
I was going to say, I don't have gloves.
Because I am envisioning in my head, years ago, when I tried to do the right thing and move this huge turtle out of the middle of the road so it wouldn't get hit by a car, mm-hmm. and it turned out it was a snapping turtle.
Yeah.
And you know how long those necks are? It, yeah. As I'm like picking it up and moving it, the neck comes out and it was about ready to grab and bite me. And I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
So I had visions of this possum like rearing around and like biting me if I grabbed its tail.
Yeah, it probably would.
So to not lengthen this story any longer.
I was going to say, we're deep.
I just take the cat inside, take the dog inside, and say, we'll
you
see
it.
I'll say, we'll see you in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So I just left it there, and in the morning, the rest of the cat food was eaten, and the possum was gone.
Wow.
So I've decided since, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to feed this possum anymore. I'm just not putting food out for the cat anymore, and the cat can come inside to get food.
I was going
to
say, can we feed the cat inside? Because I think that's the solution.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm going to have to do. Yeah, and a ton of text messages we're getting already. Possums are mean.
Yeah.
They're mean to farm chickens, and they've had problems with that from Scotty there. And then another listener says, yeah, possums are dangerous and will hurt your cat.
Oh.
All right, well.
Well, that's the next level. See, you know, there is a purpose for them. I don't know
what is the purpose.
I don't know. Okay. But all of God's creatures have a purpose, right? At some point, level in the food chain.
Anyways.
I don't know what it is.
I had to deal with the possum, and then I wound up just not dealing with it and ignoring it. And,
okay.
And, pretending
and now,
like,
you know, the possum hopefully is going to keep showing up because this has been the gravy train for a while. And then it's going to realize sooner or later, no more gravy train.
And it's going to leave.
Porch.
Yep.
And it's going to leave, and it's going to go find it somewhere else.
Right.
So that's probably your best case scenario.
Okay.
Feed all the animals inside that you want to feed. Don't feed the ones that you don't want to feed outside.
All right. So, but my question has been answered by several listeners who have texted and said that, yes, possums are mean. So
yes, and they're dangerous. So
that's what I wanted
protect
to know.
The cats.
Glad that I didn't try to do something weird by grabbing it by its tail and moving
Hunter
it.
Hunter did say you should have taken the food away last night.
I did take the food away. I eventually did take the food away, but I didn't. Yeah. So
not before apparently he came back to finish it.
Right. Learning about opossums. Is it opossums or possums?
I think you can go both ways with that name. I think both are acceptable. They might like differ in the area that they live in.
Thank you for doing the work that we refuse to do and just sending us links about the benefits of possums. Keeping neighborhoods clear of unwanted pests like cockroaches, rats, and mice. They reduce the Lyme disease carrying tick population because they eat about 95% of the ticks.
Oh, well, see, there you go. I knew they had a purpose.
Resistance to snake venom, and they eat venomous species of snakes. They have an extremely low risk of contracting rabies, so I probably wasn't going to get rabies if it would have bitten me.
Okay, that's great news.
And they keep gardens blooming by eating snails, slugs, and fallen overripe fruit.
They're usually shy and harmless.
All right.
They are usually frightened, unable to flee, might display teeth and hiss.
Oh, see? It hissed at me.
Okay, there you go.
You.
And apparently they don't live that long A 4-year-old wild opossum is a rarity.
Unless they are fed cat food by me.
Yeah. In and which then they're case, living their best lives.
They live a big, fat, long life, apparently.
Yeah.
So anyways, all right. Well, hey, thank you. We learned so way more learning. About possums this morning than...
There was one thing we didn't learn about, though.
What?
How do we make new possums?
Let's see. I considered that, but I'm like, what are the possibilities that YouTube is going to have audio of possum mating?
Oh, YouTube has everything. Everything. If we've learned nothing from the countless searches we've done on YouTube about the animal kingdom, you can find pretty much anything.
All right. I've got a...
And it probably has millions of views.
Well, see, this isn't really a heavily... viewed or
trusted channel.
Yeah, exactly. This doesn't really have much noise to it. Let's go to this other one that has 80,000 views.
Oh, wow.
And this is a possum sound, clicking sounds.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. Like, some of and these videos
says
are...
says it's to attract a female.
Named really questionable.
Okay, see, this is boring.
Okay, so you're bored by this?
Yeah. It's not nearly as exciting as I was hoping it would be.
As like the box turtle?
Yeah. All right, so anyways, that's it. We're going to be done with the possums, so thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, let's get to a feel-good. All right, feel-good stories every hour, Kelly Kay.
2-year-old Liam is usually at his big sister Amaya's cheer practices for her middle school in Pflugerville, Texas. Okay. And you can tell because he's got pom-poms. He's on the track. Cheering right next to his sister, nailing the moves and the jumps.
His sister, yes, there it is.
Landed it.
He is one of the cheerleaders, and he actually watches a lot of the practices, and he is the routine down. So we'll wait for it here at the end. They finished, but you have to wait for the move. Give it to us one more time, Liam, yes, before we go into our weekend, and wait for it. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jumping. I mean, he knows the choreo. I mean, yeah. He has nailed the routine. Pretty fantastic. So you can see the video, as you should, at WDJX.com.
All right. Love it. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. All for this little refurbished trophy, you know?
Oh, it's just, it's beautiful. You know what? I really am impressed with the endurance of the taped on, typed up label.
Yes.
That's got some staying power right there.
It really does.
It's lasted several years now.
All right, and it's in your court, Kelly. Losers go first. That would be me. Are you ready?
Yes. Yeah, are you ready?
Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you see when a duck bends over?
What do you see or say?
See.
What do you see?
It's butt quack.
Yeah, absolutely you do. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
When your man comes home wearing a white suit, stings all over, smelling like honey, you know he's a keeper.
Ah, a beekeeper.
Meant to be.
Double punchline there. Kelly, why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner?
Why didn't Han Solo enjoy his steak dinner?
It was chewy.
Yeah. That's his buddy. Hey, Ben.
Why he didn't enjoy it?
Guy says, my wife's birthday is next week. She's been leaving jewelry magazines all over the house. So I got her a magazine rack.
Yeah. Seems practical. Kelly, do trees poop?
I'm thinking no.
No, that's where you're wrong. Where do you think number two pencils come from?
Ah, yeah, makes sense. Connecting those dots for the first time.
First time.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Why is it cheaper to throw a party in a haunted house?
Why?
Because ghosts will bring the booze.
Kelly, how many psychiatrists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many psychiatrists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Only one.
Yeah.
But only if the light bulb wants to change.
That's the key. Good note. Hey, Ben, what's green fuzzy with four legs that will kill you if it falls out of a tree?
Kermit the Frog?
Nope. Pool table.
Ooh, heavier.
Yeah.
You know, my grandpa always said, don't be so quick to find faults. Wonderful man. Terrible geologist.
Yes. Yeah. This one's from Kim. Meteorologists have weighed rainbows.
Wow.
They found they're pretty light.
Yes. Kelly, my wife says I have two major faults.
Uh-huh.
One is I don't listen.
Uh-huh.
It's something else.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
This one's from Carson. Why did the cat cross the road?
Why?
Because the chicken had a laser pointer.
Oh, yeah. Cats do like those laser pointers.
You have lots of cats.
I know.
That was tailored for you.
I know. Kelly, there's a thief in Louisville. And
oh, no.
This thief keeps stealing the handles off of toilets.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The police want to capture him, but they have nothing to go on.
Yeah, literally. Oh, that's unfortunate. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
65,454,957 people got married last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't want to start any problems.
Okay.
But shouldn't that be an even number?
57. Yeah, who's the one person getting married?
Who are they married? Or what are they marrying?
Or what? Yes, that is true. Could be a what situation.
Could be a what?
Yep. Kelly, what's the name of that pop star? Pop star who always starts his concerts exactly to the second they are scheduled?
I don't know.
That would be Mr. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, come on! That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard! That's not even worthy! That's not worthy! That's so dumb. I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
You should be mad. That was a terrible joke.
That was so bad. Absolutely terrible. That was ridiculous. I'm mad.
But you know what? I'm going to take this trophy back. Mwah.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh. Oh, no, sir.
Yes.
That was not.
Yes, ma'am.
No.
All right, there you go. That is, you laugh, you lose. Enjoy it. On 99.
Oh, I'm never going to call him anything else from now on.
On DJS. I said the bar stories. Kelly, describe those.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you know, every wedding has to have one or two guests who add a little bit of spice, right? A little bit of excitement to the entire thing, right?
Okay.
This isn't always a good thing. So if you can manage to make it through the day without driving your car onto a golf course, getting yourself and the wedding party banned, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, getting banned on your wedding day, not great.
Yeah, so this is just a couple that was attending a wedding.
Oh, no.
At a golf course.
Oh, boy.
Over the weekend in Pennsylvania, got into an argument. The woman walked out onto the golf course, so her husband decided he was going to follow her, but he was going to follow her in his car.
Oh, gosh.
Wound up
driving it on the course?
Yep. Wound up driving the car into a creek.
Oh, gosh.
And got the wedding host banned from holding any events for the next 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I wonder what kind of gift that couple got them. I hope it's really good.
Hopefully it was nice.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving your car onto a golf course, getting yourself and the wedding party banned, you're doing okay.
She's like, you never look at me the way he looks at her.
Right. I mean, all right. Hey, coming up, I want to hear your crazy wedding story, right? Maybe you didn't drive your car onto a golf course at a wedding.
Gosh, I hope not.
But maybe something else happened. I do want to get to a message from a listener that involves a naked groomsman.
Naked groomsman?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So we'll get to that coming up here just after 7. Plus your winning word on the 99.7 DJX. So this couple got themselves and the wedding party banned from holding any events at this golf course for 2 years because dude literally drove his car after getting into an argument with his wife onto the golf course, crashing it into a little creek.
That's insane.
Yeah. So some other crazier wedding stories. We'll get to the naked best man here in just a sec.
Oh, wow.
Other than the fact that I was on Wild Weddings on TLC because I told my wife I'd take her for granted. I misread or missaid my
Your vows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And her look.
Exactly. Like, so
what?
That was just a real quick one, and that,
that
actually wound up on TLC's Wild Weddings, so that's kind of crazy.
But it was more mild than wild.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it was cute.
Another message from a listener. My brother-in-law, who was supposed to be in the wedding and doing a reading, missed the entire wedding because he forgot to pack a tie.
Oh, gosh.
And went shopping for one instead of, you know, actually coming to the wedding.
Oh, no.
He was waiting for us at the reception venue.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
That's from Kate.
Oh, man. Of all the things.
And then this one. So my groomsmen were getting hammered before the ceremony even started.
Not good.
They were swaying by the time they got to the altar. By the reception, best man thought it was a good idea to climb onto a table and start to strip.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no, 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 no.
He had everyone cheering him on. Uh-huh. And so he kept going. Took off his jacket, threw it. Took off his tie, threw it. Took off his dress shirt, threw it. He felt all hot blank until he took off his undershirt, and then everyone started laughing because turns out the dude taped cotton balls to his nipples. Because
why would we do that?
Guess he's prone to chafing. Anyway, he forgot about it, and when he looked down and remembered and realized everyone was laughing, his face turned clear white, sobered him up, and he jumped down and grabbed his clothes.
Bless his heart. And now he's probably forever known as Cotton Nipples.
Cotton Nipples, yeah, for sure.
Probably.
I mean, there are worse
never
things
heard
than me, right?
A runner. Have you done that before?
I've never taped cotton to my nipples, no.
Okay. All right.
No, I haven't. I have taped Band-Aids and put Glide on my nipples.
Uh-huh.
But not taped cotton to my nipples.
Oh, okay.
Because wouldn't the cotton show?
I would think there would be some. Yeah, probably.
Wouldn't they poke out? Wouldn't it look like
some rubbing there too?
Well, maybe not the cotton, but
I don't know.
It would at least look like you were you had something
on
there.
They would protrude, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Kelly K.
So this is such a good one. This is a great story that was went viral, featured on Good Morning America. Nick and Victoria's story started when they met on the dance floor in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
She was just visiting, didn't think she was going to see him again when he asked for her number. Then he found out she's based in Illinois. He said he's from there, had a plane ticket to be there in 2 weeks. Right. He's like, look, I promise, I can see you in 2 weeks. So they started a long-distance romance.
Okay.
Until she got really ill with Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is a severe allergic reaction to medication.
Oh.
Doctors told her family they weren't sure she was going to make it.
Mm.
Nick rushed to be by her side. She spent 240 days in the hospital, put in a medically induced coma. He proposed when she woke up.
The doctors were upfront with my family that I might not make it. I had a lot of close calls. He was there with me, with my family. He was by my side. When I woke up from my coma, actually, they handed me a mirror because I didn't know what was going on. And so when I looked at myself, it didn't look like me. When he asked me to marry him, knowing that at that time, I did not look like myself at all, he chose to stay with me. He chose to spend the rest of his life with me. And I was more honored, more than anything else. We chose the date for a reason, because we wanted to look back on that day with pure happiness.
Mm. That's pretty cool.
They just had the wedding of their dreams, and she's gorgeous. She made an amazing recovery. It's just an incredible story, just start to finish. You can see it in its entirety at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Again, winning word for you. Therapy, Therapy. If you get that into the website, you are in to win $2,000. Now, listen, when you get the phone call that you're winning $2,000, people react in different ways. Maia won $2,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Like it was
complete. Sometimes you just gotta settle with it for a second.
Yeah. Right. I mean, when you find out you won $2,000, sometimes it's literally unbelievable. Oh, Maia, enjoy it.
Hey, this is Maia, and I just won $2,000.
Dang straight you did.
Wow. Yeah, she marinated in it for just a sec. And then she's like, yep, that's my cash.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you're having a crummy day. How about $2,000? Love it. Oh, love it. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, so on Friday, we had a listener who had to change out of her miniskirt before the last wedding she attended with her boyfriend.
Right, he didn't like it. She, you know, he thought she was showing too much skin, looked like mm-hmm. she was going clubbing rather than to a wedding. Mm-hmm. And it was like a cousin's wedding, so she's like, fine, whatever.
Right.
But then they had another wedding this weekend, and she's like, I want to wear what I want. She's 25 and proud, she says.
Yeah, exactly. So it was funny because we had such a split answer for her. Like and it was two different groups. Like the people who were texting us thought one way. The people who were posting on Facebook thought another way.
Yeah, see, a lot of people on Facebook were all like, he's controlling wherever you want. And then people texting in were like, you know, hey, don't draw attention away from the bride and groom. That's disrespectful.
Yep, exactly. So we asked her to, you know, just whatever she decided to do, fill us in on what happened, and we'd recap it on Monday. We got a response, and I will tell you the first sentence. She says, hey, guys, I almost didn't write you back after the drama that went down this weekend.
Oh, no. Oh, grab snacks.
So
this one's going to be good.
Yeah, that update. Coming up next on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So the rules for wedding attire, we kind of hashed those out a little bit. Other than like not wearing white and upstaging the bride is basically you don't want to draw attention away from the bride and groom, you know?
Yeah, the focus should be on the couple getting married that day at the wedding. But, you know, we also kind of talked about consider the venue if they made any sort of request on the invitation. We had a lot of people say that, you know, sometimes they say, hey, don't wear this or don't wear that, or this is a theme, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So we had a listener reached out and she had to change out of a mini skirt before the latest wedding that she had attended with her boyfriend. He basically said was kind of inappropriate. It was a cousin's wedding. She thought it looked great because it showed off her legs, what she said were her best assets.
Yes, and he said, you look like you're going clubbing.
Right. So
let's change.
She changed out of it, et cetera, et cetera. But then there was another wedding coming up this weekend. She's like, yo,
I want to wear what I want.
Am I missing something? Should I, like, what's the deal? So we had kind of a split decision on Friday with wear what you want and respect the bride and groom.
Yeah, so she had to kind of sift through all of that and figure out what she was going to do.
Well, we've got an update.
She said, hey, guys, I almost didn't write you back after the drama that went down this weekend.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I decided to wear the cute mini skirt that I was prevented from wearing the week before.
All right, good
Again,
on you.
My boyfriend protested, but I stuck to my convictions and told him I can wear what I want. And then it wasn't about me. The day was about our friends who were getting married.
Okay.
It's kind of contradictory, that sentence there.
Let's let her be 25 and proud.
Okay. All right. The wedding was beautiful and no drama.
Mm-hmm.
But then we went to the reception, drinks started flowing, and I'm pretty sure I ruined the cake cutting.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Let me explain. My boyfriend and I started to gather close to the table with others as a newly married couple, got ready to cut the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I glanced over at some guest who was probably in his late teens, early 20s, staring at me.
Okay.
So I see him right before he runs right into the table, knocking the wedding cake off its pedestal and onto the table.
Oh, no.
The crowd gasps. The guy was embarrassed.
Yeah.
But the good news is that our friends, the bride and groom, were both startled, laughed it off, told the guy not to worry, cut the cake on the table. They made a joke of it.
All right. Well, that's good.
My boyfriend gave me a look like, see what you did? Anyway, okay. I don't know whether to be embarrassed or flattered that that happened. LOL. Thanks, all.
So she thinks that maybe this guy was staring at her.
Yep.
And not paying attention to where he was going and almost knocked the cake onto the floor.
Yeah.
That could have been a lot worse, I guess.
It could have been. Yes. They were able to save it. Still cut the cake. Still edible. Wasn't on the floor. All good things. And she's like, you know what? I'm so hot that this guy couldn't even like pay attention to where he was going.
And her boyfriend's like, see, this is why I didn't want you to wear it in the first place.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
Hey, okay. You know what? It sounds like your friends really took it in stride and they have a story now to tell about their wedding. And
they do.
It, you know, all wasn't completely lost. It sounds like they were able to salvage the cake cutting and.
Well, and maybe if the videographer got it on video, they could send it in and end up on Wild Weddings like you, Ben Davis.
There you go. Yes.
Hashtag famous.
Yeah. Dan texted in, be flattered. That's awesome. I would be proud if I was the boyfriend.
Well, there you go. Maybe Dan is like, hey, things don't work out with your boyfriend. I'll be proud of you.
That's right. That's right. The radio station's got my number, so let's hook them up. All right.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for the update. Glad you didn't ruin a ton of stuff. Sounds like there was a little bit of drama.
But it's because you're hot, and there you go.
And your friends made the best of it.
Exactly. Right. And the cake was delicious.
I'm sure it was. I mean, harvest moons, dark nights, cooler temperatures.
It's been feeling really spooky.
The leaves are starting to change.
Oh, yeah.
So we're diving in, spooky season, with the stories of the unexplained.
We got this one from Julie. Hey, Ben and Kelly. My ghost story begins when I wanted to name my daughter Charlotte, but we decided ultimately on a different name instead.
Okay.
One night, when she was 3, we heard her talking to someone on the baby monitor. So when I went upstairs, she was sitting in her bed, acting like she was in a conversation with someone. Very clearly, she turned to me and said, "We've been talking, and we think you really should have named me Charlotte."
Oh.
And my other daughter also has heard a woman's voice in her room that calls herself Charlotte.
Hang on. So,
yeah.
So I'm assuming she didn't say this to her daughters, like,
no.
Oh, hey, your name was going to be Charlotte, but we decided against it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, nope. Wow. That just gave me goosebumps.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
So apparently the ghost is named Charlotte, has been hanging out, knows the whole backstory, and decided to tell the kid.
Yeah, and maybe that's why Julie, she felt this presence of Charlotte maybe. And was like, I want to name my kid Charlotte, and was like, yeah, no, maybe not. Oh, that is crazy.
Should have stuck with it.
This one from Jennifer. She says, my mom and I lived with my cousin for a couple of months as a teen. Parents got divorced. I was the first one home from school and alone. I went into my cousin's room and she had an ink pen that was on a rope necklace that you could, you know, hang around your neck, and it was hanging on a closet doorknob. The necklace came off the doorknob and floated across the room.
Floated across the room?
But the necklace part was round and looked like it was on someone's neck.
Holy cow!
Oh
my gosh.
It made it halfway across the room. I ran out and sat on the porch until someone came home.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
That night, my aunt told my mom that someone had passed away in that home and they had been hearing and seeing things for months.
Oh, no, 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 no.
They moved out later that year because of all the creepy things happening.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't have spent more minute in that house. Gosh. If I see something floating across a room,
levitating,
I'm out.
Yeah, done. Done.
Bye. Send for my thing. You know what? Don't forget the things. I want the things. I'll buy all new things.
Yeah, like as a moving company, like a movers come over and they're like, hey, so why are you leaving? This place is haunted. Are you Are you?
Because things float across rooms here.
Right, right. At that point, do you say, all right, let's let the ghosts work for us? Hey, I'm going to need you to move this box on into right. the... Hey,
you do like moving things. Can you move that
right,
over there?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Wild. Wild. Love this season, by the way. The unknown, the spooky, the unexplained, your stories. Just a quick one here. I awoke to the sound of the baby monitor crackling with a voice comforting my firstborn child. As I adjusted to a new position, my arm brushed against my wife, who was sleeping next to me.
So who was in with the baby?
Who was in with the baby?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then there was one from Hugh.
Hugh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. This didn't happen in Louisville, but I definitely have seen a ghost. So when I was 6 years old, I lived with my grandparents in El Salvador.
Okay.
They had two houses, both located on a farm, which were on the side of a hill. The farm was gorgeous. Tons of farm animals. I took advantage of playing everywhere on this farm. Mm-hmm. One of the houses was very old and further up the hill, while the newer house was down the hill. You could stand on the back porch of the new house and you could clearly see the back porch of the old house. Well, when I was six, later that year, my grandfather passed away. Oh. The services were held at the new house. Everyone in town came to pay their respects. Cousins I hadn't seen in a while. So one of my cousins asked me to go with her to play in the back porch. And while we were playing, it was getting a little dark. Mm-hmm. My cousin and I had noticed that the door from the old house opened very slowly. Now, we as kids didn't think much of it until we saw a short man with a hat come down the stairs and slowly walk directly to the outside shower or pool and decides to start shaving at the outside sink.
Oh.
My cousin freaks out, decides to run into the house to alert the people around my grandfather's casket that she just saw our grandfather.
Oh, wow.
I stood frozen, couldn't look away. Somehow, I looked away for a couple of seconds, and the short man with the hat disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, my grandfather enjoyed wearing short military hats, loved to shave at the outside sink, and he was short. Wow. I seriously think I saw my grandfather's spirit shaving. Since then, anytime I was at the farm, I would notice windows open by themselves, someone taking a shower, but no one would be in the shower room, or the hammock I would lay on would move by itself. I think my grandfather never left the farm and is still there to this day.
Oh, wow. That's a good one, Hugh.
Well,
that's a good one. All right. I want to get to one more real quick one. Okay.
Okay.
Got a message from a listener. I woke up to hear knocking on glass. At first, I thought it was the window. Until I heard it come from the mirror again.
Oh, gosh.
Knocking from the mirror?
No, no, no. Nope, oh, nope, nope, nope.
Oh my gosh, I just
mirrors don't knock.
No. No. No.
There's one thing I know about mirrors. They don't knock.
Yeah, or who's trapped inside that? Oh my gosh. I don't know if you're excited or not for the Prime Day, Amazon Prime Day. They're doing their second Prime Day sale in 1 year called Prime Early Access. Starts kind of tomorrow, but here's the thing to be aware of. And one thing that I've kind of noticed, too, when I've jumped into those, you know, Amazon Prime days.
Because you think you're getting, you know, the biggest deals ever, right?
Right.
You're like even like, you know, maybe skirting the system.
Yeah. But just double check the price before you buy it on Amazon that it's not actually cheaper, just somewhere normal.
Yeah,
because
could be kind of a scam.
Well, because the retailers who sell on Amazon Prime, they know it's Prime Day. So what do you think they do?
They jack up the prices, yeah, right? Then they're like, oh, wait, it's on sale.
Yeah, exactly. They inflate it a little bit. Then they sell it at a discount, quote discount. So anyways, just watch
out.
So
is it really a deal?
Yeah, the Prime Early Access starting tomorrow, by the way. So just FYI, beware of that.
We see through your lies.
Or, I mean, maybe you got good deals. Who knows? You know?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe just do some comparison shopping before you click, you know, buy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't always just assume that it's the best deal out there. Finally recovered from this weekend. Man, we were just about everywhere, starting on Thursday with the pre-pink prom party with Jax, and then Friday night, the 10th annual Norton Cancer Institute pink prom there at Melwood Arts. And I'll tell you, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And we always enjoy getting to meet a bunch of people and hear their stories. We got to talk to Dr. Jill and her husband, Bo. They were absolutely delightful. They listened to the show and have for years. And then we really had an amazing conversation with Chris and Shannon, who are a married couple, both cancer survivors, super mega TBT fans. And it was just like incredible hearing basically how they had kind of taken us along their journey and how we kind of helped get them through a lot of their treatments. Just incredibly inspiring people that we got a chance to meet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm impressed when anyone, you know, comes up and says, hey, you know, listen to the show, thank you. And, you know, we love hearing that and meeting you. I mean, I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, Dr. Jill's like, I love how inappropriate you guys are.
For sure.
We have our moments.
Listen, and a doctor saying that. So
that's right.
That means it's legit. And I want to shout out Jamie, who...
you met like a cousin, right? Her family?
Opening line to me was, hey, I think we're related. And I was like, yeah? And then she just starts telling me this story and then how she's messaging my wife. And my wife is like, she then messaged her mom. And her mom is like, well, here,
here's the proof
that they might be related if she knows these people, and sends her like this photo of some relatives that are long gone. And
she did some Facebook stalking and saw your wife's like legal last name.
Yeah. And then
that's how she put it all together.
And then my wife sends her the completed photo and like freaks them all out. And so
I
had a conversation with her for about 10 minutes and it's like, okay, I guess we should probably start like exchanging Christmas cards and things like that.
I think
that
she needs to now be a part of the holiday celebrations.
I know.
Right? I think it's wrong not to be at this point.
I know. I thought it was just random and
Jamie's pretty, coming over for Thanksgiving.
Pretty awesome. I know, it's like, all right. Hi. So that's so cool. So yeah, anyways, thank you so much for coming out and enjoying, and then, you know, Field of Scream Saturday night, the mini marathon on Saturday morning, everything that was happening, you know, loved seeing and talking to you guys and stuff like that. So appreciate that. At Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can DM us and we'll try to help you out with the situation that you may be in.
From Gina, she said, hey, Ben and Kelly, want to run a quick concern by you. Maybe you can tell me not to worry.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I are both in our late 30s, have been together for a few years. I'm uncomfortable, though, with the way he looks at attractive women when we're together.
Okay.
And it makes me wonder just how overt he is when I'm not with him. He looks like a little boy on Christmas morning when a pretty girl walks by. Am I just being sensitive and silly, expecting a man not to look at a woman he finds attractive?
Mm.
Now, when I mention to him that I don't like it, he points out that other men look at me too.
Mm.
But I feel like I go numb and pretend like it's not happening when he smiles at other girls and they seem to be affected by him. It's confusing because I feel like it falls under the boys will be boys way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of buying into that as an excuse for rude behavior in adult men. What do you guys think?
Oh, man. I think it's a little bit disrespectful to you, Gina. Yeah.
Yes, I think so, too, especially since you have conveyed to him that it bothers you.
Yeah.
And he's refusing to hear that and make a change.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to take a look at someone. It's another thing to like ogle them and maybe make motions or make a sound or something like that.
And I know you don't do that. My husband doesn't do that. I don't know if we brush this off as typical behavior that all guys do.
Yeah. I mean, my wife will ask me, hey, you think she's cute? And, you know, she'll even go so far as to...
She baits you.
If I die, I want you to
no.
find a girl like that. All right.
No.
All right, thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
Rebecca said, I'm assuming it's more than just a look, because if it was just a look, I'd say you're being ridiculous. But if he's catcalling or hand gesturing or maybe even having a conversation with them, explain. She said, past that, get some therapy, because that type of insecurity will ruin relationships if it keeps going.
Yeah.
And Susie says, for me, looking is okay. It's when they start trying something that I have an issue, like if they're trying to engage in conversation or whatever.
Yeah, I just think it's not respectful to Gina. Like, he's in his, she said, what, late 30s?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like he should know better.
Yeah, especially if it's right in front of her. It's one thing if he's by himself and he looks at, checks it, and she's not going to know. But if it's right in front of her.
I can't really side with your boyfriend with the information that you've given us.
Right. It's a respect thing, especially if you have conveyed to him it bothers you. Yeah. I mean, the fact that he's kind of ignoring your feelings about that is problematic in my book.
If you have another take on it, we'd love to hear it. 502-571-9970. But that's pretty much what we're all saying is, I don't know if this is a dumpable offense, but maybe it's a definite like, hey, if this
send
doesn't...
Send him the podcast so he hears it from us.
Yeah. If this doesn't change, then there are going to be changes type of thing, right. You know? 502-571-9970. All right. So Gina, uncomfortable with the way her boyfriend looks at attractive women when they're together. And it makes her wonder just how overt he is. Her word, not mine. I don't use sixth grade level words like that. When I'm not with him. She says they're both in their 30s. She's wondering if she's just being overly sensitive, or is this a, quote, boys will be boys situation?
I hate that phrase. And you know what? I think the fact is that she has talked to him about it, that she doesn't like it, and he's kind of choosing to ignore that, apparently. Jenna said, based on the tone of her question, part of me thinks that she's right to be concerned and to dump him, but could also talk to him and see what he does and how he responds. Mm. Well, she kind of did mention it, and he says, well, other guys look at you too. She says, I'm not big on ignoring gut feelings, and she seems to understand instinctively something isn't right.
Mm.
Dump him.
So Tommy says, look, there's two sides to every story, but maybe he's seeking the attention from other women that he's not getting at home from his girlfriend. Still isn't the right thing to do, but just saying seems like he's trying to fill a void there.
Okay.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Now, Shay, you're thinking that whole boys will be boys phrase needs to go.
I just wanted to say, I don't even really like the saying, boys will be boys. That's almost giving them an excuse.
100%.
It goes both ways.
So don't give him an excuse. Yeah, I feel like, you know, the fact that she has brought it to his attention, she's noticed it, and he is, you know, not changing the behavior, I think is a problem.
Right, and she needs to say, you know, or even go to the length of doing the same to him in front of him and say, you know, that's how I feel. I don't like that. I asked you not to do it. And if
think it's going to have the same effect on
him. I don't know if that'll fall on deaf ears or not. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think everybody is on the same page here, just going, hiding under a boys will be boys sort of saying is...
That's lame and not valid.
Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. We just need to get rid of that thing.
All right. Thank you, Shay.
Okay. So maybe we send him this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we do. If he's not hearing it from her, maybe hearing it from all of her friends might, you know, paint the picture a little bit more vividly for him.
Last comment from Stacy. Next time he does it, say, oh, my, she is pretty. Do you want his phone number?
Oh,
get up, act like you're going to give her his number and see what he does.
Ooh,
you have
really
to play a child's game with a child.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. Oh, snap.
Just a couple of suggestions there. But yeah, Gina, I mean, I think we're kind of in your corner here where it's...
We are 100% in her corner.
Oh, okay.
There's no kind of about it.
Okay, all right,
We're team Gina.
Yes.
We're not team boyfriend checking out all the ladies.
No, I know.
We're not.
All right, thank you.
At all.
That is diving into the DMs. And again, if you're wanting us to sort out something for you, at Ben and Kelly Show is a great way to do it. But hey, good luck, Gina. Hopefully you can take some of this information and you can better your life. That's really what it's all about.
That sounded really deep.
Yeah. That's what we're doing here. We're bettering lives.
You'll emerge a better person.
That's right. All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, describe what these are.
These are examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in today.
Yeah, so of all the jobs in the world, why would Miss Johnson, this 27-year-old Miss Johnson, apply for this one? All right? Here's the setting the bar part of it. If you can manage to make it through the day without applying for a security guard job at a police station, when you're a wanted fugitive, you're doing okay.
That's one of the last places you should look for a job. Did he know he was a wanted fugitive?
She
didn't know?
No, I guess.
Have to assume she didn't know.
Well, when you hear everything that she is being charged with, you gotta think she was probably wanted by the police. But there is a police station there in Jersey City looking to hire a security guard, which I think was kind of odd in and of itself. But this 27-year-old woman, she decided, you know what? I'm going to apply. Probably wasn't the best idea because it turned out she was a wanted fugitive.
Wow.
So obviously when you apply to things, they run
background checks, especially if you're trying to work at the police station.
I know. They found out that
I do agree. It is weird. They're trying to find like a security officer at the police station. Don't they have a bunch of those?
I know. Let's scoot past that, right?
Okay.
Anyways, they found that she had a bunch of bench warrants, 2 stolen credit cards for failing to appear in court on fraud charges. And so they tacked on charges of credit card theft. And so she's looking at some jail time.
Did she get the job?
No, she did not get the job.
Oh, dang it.
I know.
I was hoping they were going to hold it for her.
And just be like, you know what? When you get out.
When you get this cleaned up.
We got something for you. I mean, if you're a wanted fugitive, probably not the best place to go is a police station to go looking for your job.
Bold move, though.
It is bold. And meanwhile, the police are going, you know what? Why not?
Why not?
Make She's our got job
experience
easier.
With the law.
Sure, exactly. You could look at it that way, too. It is the season to get into some of these stories of the unexplained, or ghost stories, as we like to say sometimes. I don't know if you have any to add, but we had several that actually kicked off with, oh my gosh, what was it, Charlotte?
Yes, Charlotte. So the 3-year-old having a conversation on the baby monitor with somebody about, yeah, mommy should have named me Charlotte. Didn't know that mom was going to name her Charlotte.
Right.
Didn't name her Charlotte.
Right.
But apparently, she and the ghost thinks that her name should be Charlotte.
Right. So there were some others, too. You can catch the podcast, WDGX.com. But here are a couple 2-sentence horror stories for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
In our best horror voices.
I have to have a scary voice for this.
Ready to settle down for the evening. I put on my headphones. The whispering coming from them startled me because they were not plugged in.
Oh! Then who is whispering? Oh, this is a really good one. There was a picture in my phone of me sleeping. I live alone.
Oh,
who's taking the picture? Geez. Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
2-sentence horror stories. Nighttime swimming is one of the benefits of working at the public pool. One night, after everyone left, I was waiting in the deep end and felt a hand grab my ankle.
Nobody, nope, 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 nope. Nobody, nope. Nope, nope, nope. And nope.
Yeah. So, hey, we would love to get yours as we inch closer and closer to Halloween. So, you can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show or call them in 502-571-9970. We'll pepper them in throughout the show until we reach Horror Week the week before Halloween. So,
yeah, I mean, the story doesn't have to be long to be super scary.
Doesn't. All right. Anything else from the show, Kelly?
No.
All right.
Yeah. Go back. If you missed anything, it's on the podcast.
All right. Get it up there. WDJX.com. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll have more opportunities for you to win that $2,000 for the Candy Crisis Cash tomorrow morning, bright and early, beginning at 6. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.